Let's say somebody set aside money to buy his korban naziris. So lachu is on this money is lernen and loymerlin. You're not allowed to have a nor from it. But huadin is no isamila yet. There's no isamila on the money. The question is why not? A regular nazir really has to buy to bring three kabonis. He has to bring a chatis and an oil and a shlamin. So the, really the money that's set aside for the chatis and for the oil, that's a kodesh kadoshim, really there should be an isamila. Just the money set aside for korban shlamin is not. So the question is why is there no isamila on this money? The Mishnah says, mifnei shein ruyin lo v'kulim shlamin. Because if you really want to, you could spend all this money just to buy a korban shlamin. So therefore, right now, we do not see like there's a kedushas chatis or an oilah on the money. So therefore, all this money only has a din like a kedushas shlomim, and on a shlomim, a kedushas kachin kalim, the istamila is only chal li'achar zrika on the emurim. So therefore, this money, there's no istamila. Yeah. What's going to be mace? Let's say this nazir dies. For oil moistumim. And he had money stumim. Stumim means it was just set aside, but he didn't say it clearly how much money is supposed to be for the chatis, for the oil, for the shlomim, and now the nazir dies. So lochah is yitnu nadava. That's halacha by nazir, that the money is supposed to go into the pushka, you buy nadavas, or a nidvas tziva, a korban tziva. What's going to be the moyis mufroshim? Let's say the nazir, when he was alive, set aside money and said clearly, these $10 is for the oil, this is for the shlomim, this is for the chatis. Then the loch is the main chatis yechul yom melech. That loch, the money is set aside for korban chatis. That money is like a chatis shemesa baleho. The din is lemisazlo. So that money has to be sent liyom melech. The din is lenenin vleimoylin. You can't have a no from it, but there's no isamila because the mice since it's lemisazlo, it's not aimed for kodesh Hashem. There's no isamila. The mei oila, the dam is bought for korban oila. The mei oila yaviu oila. You should bring a korban oil with it, because that comes from the dova. So that's nothing wrong. The fact that Balaam died, even though you don't need it for nazirus anymore, but it's not worse. You can bring it for a korban for an oil with the dova. So bring it for the dova. And umayla ben, since this the money you're going to use to buy a korban oil, it's limited to be used that has an istamil on it right now. The mei shlamim, the money you set aside for korban shlamim, is your view shlamim. Also, you can bring that from the dova. So bring your shlamim with it. And the locher is in Echolim Liyah Mechod. He could eat the korban for one day. And V'yein Tun Lechem, there's no Din Lechem. That's the special locher of a shlomim for korban nazir, that usually a shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night. But here, that's the din of Ragashi says, Kedin Shalom Nazir. That when a nazir brings his shlomim, he don't eat it one day. And even though usually when a nazir brings his shlomim, with the shlomim he has to bring lechem also, two different types of lechem. But here he doesn't need it. The Rashi says, Mishum Nasir, the Pasuk says, V'nosam akapi ha-nazir. You have to put lechem on top of the hands of the nazir. And here the nazir is dead already, so you don't have to bring the lechem. Just have to bring, you could bring the shalmei nazir that you could bring. Elimor says, Maskev lo Rosh Lakish, just a question like this. Maskev lo Rosh Lakish, for this time we want the Mishnah to say also, Hamafrish mois lekinim. If let's say an Isha, there was a Yuledis, and she has to bring two birds. So she set aside money to buy two birds. She said the same thing also. Lenen and Lemerlin. That, you're not allowed to have enough for the money. But if you do, you do not have to, there's no Yisamila. Why? If they shame Ruyin Lohavi Turin Shlegiyas Manin. Because it's fit to bring with this money, maybe you buy these Turin, these does, that are not old enough. And therefore, Lava Mishnah later, if you mafresh these birds before they're fit to be used, so there's no isamila on it. Or else maybe you could buy binayin, you could buy young pigeons, shavas manim, they're too old already, and they're not fit to be used. And therefore there's no isamila. So why do we say the money of the kanim have kedusha mashmim is an isamila on it right now? Why don't we say it's part of the chiddush of the Mishnah that since you could buy something with it that would not have an isamila, it has no isamila? Just like we say by the money of the shlom of the nazir, since you could bring all the money for the shlomim, it's so simple. Omar Rava, Omra Torah Torah says the moyis tumim habo shlomim. By moyis of a nazir, the mitzvah is to bring a shlomim, a noel and a chatis. So since a shlomim is the mitzvah to bring, it's possible to say he may spend all this money for the korban shlomim. But Omra Torah Hovi Torah Shlegi is Manon. And in Ruin Mizbeach, here there's no smurda. If you set aside money to buy yourself kanim, two birds to bring for the korban, there's no mitzvah to set aside a bird that can't be used. So since there's no mitzvah that way, Pshiti, you're not going to do it that way. It's not aiming to be done that way. Because if you bring these turim that shlegim are too young, they're not old enough, so then it's not roy from Mizbeach. So Pshita, that's not what you're supposed to do. So rather, we don't say enough time, it's aiming for that. Therefore, the Pasha the Chiluk. And now, Mishnah, by the Nazir, the Domim, Shlomim is supposed to be brought. Therefore, Menastam, we say, maybe you'll bring all the money for Shlomim. But something you're not supposed to do, then we would not say, maybe he did it. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, Hadam kal betchilo v'chama v'soifay. The dam of a korban has a kulu at the beginning, that there's no issa mila on dam. But at the end, midrabbanan, there is an istamila b'sayfay. We'll soon see what that means. Nisachim Hashem, when you bring by with the korban, the nisachim, let's say the yayin, when you bring the wine, that's like a choyme b'tchilosan. It has a chumet gedim b'tchilo, that once you makdish the wine, it has an istamila on it. But for kal b'sayfan, the mice of kal at the end, that once you pour the wine on the mizbeach, it's nasa mitzvosan, the istamila goes off. Now, dam b'tchilosay moilin. The beginning with korban, the dam that comes out as rikas adam or the kabos adam, there's no istamila on the dam. Dam has no istamila, even though it's dam of a korban. We'll soon see pesukim in the Gemara. There's no istamila. If you have hanor from the dam, you don't have to bring a korban mila. That's mitchila. But yotzal nacha kidron, the lachas by the dam, once it goes on mizbeach and drips off the mizbeach and it goes into this ama, the flow of water that goes through the beis hamikdash. And the blood goes into it and it goes out down to the Nachal Kidron. That's where the water ends up. So that's where the dam of the Kabbonis also end up there. So Locher is when it gets down there, then Meulen Boy. Midrabbonim, there is Nisa Mila then. When the dam comes all the way down there, then Midrabbonim, they put a Nisa Mila on it. Like Rashi says, the Pshat is that it's Nisa Mila Midrabbonim. But Kol Zaman, the blood is in the base of Midrash itself. That's the Klal usually. Of Ein Geizrin Gzeres Hamikdash. We don't make Gzeres in the base of Hamikdash. But once it comes down to Nachal Kidron, that's called the Yachaz Rikon, then the Loch Riz, but the Rabbonim is Nisa Miller on it. Now, Yodul the Moilim Boy, Vashenke Nisachim, the wine, Betchilosu Moilim then. As soon as you makdish the wine to be brought on the Mizbeach, it has a Kedushas Aguf on it, and there's a Nisa Miller. If you have Hanor from the wine, you have to bring a Korban. What's going to be Yodul Mishishin once you poured the wine on the Mizbeach and it went down the Shishin and the Chlam, and then the din is Ein Meilim Hen, like once it's Nasa Mitzvah, and then the Yisamila goes off. So turn about and learn like this. Meilim Bidomim Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says yes, even by the blood of the Korban there is an Yisamila. And we'll soon say Pashi Yoni Miz Mid Rabbanin. That Divir Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon, it's the words of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon. The Chomam the Chom say no, Ein Meilim. That there's no Issamila. Mashmivim in the Rabbanim, there's no Issamila. Now, my time, what's the reason the man Diyom Ein Meilin? So, that's our gear. So, I think Tais changed the gears around to say, my Tais is like this. Tell him, my time with the man Diyom Ein Meilin. Tais don't have logos in this, not the gear. So, the Imkei Mashma, the man Diyom says Meilin is Midi Raisa, and that's not true. Everybody holds only Midi Rabbanim. Therefore, Tosafot says the Gersa should be like this rather. Ela midirabonin. Ela midirab. The Gemara says Ela hokiga. Ela is in thought. Ela hokiga sinin. Ad kan leplig Reb Shim Ela midirabonin. Av midiraisein moilin. That everybody holds. That Reb Shim Reb Meir says is mila. It's only midirabonin. But midiraisi agrees. So now the Gemara asks the question: how do we know this? My time of the Mandiyah main Melon, how do we know that according to everybody, there's no wisdom Mila on the dam? The dam is it from the korban, let's say dam oila, dam chatis, just like by the meat, by the korban is an wisdom Mila, why do we say on the dam there's no wisdom Mila? Samara says, first of all, Ulu says like this. Omakwa the Pasuk says, Vani nosativ lechem, that I'm giving you the blood. So Idashna means, Shelechem, it belongs to you. That Mashman, the dam, there's no wisdom Mila. Dam, is like it belongs to you. Vanina sativ lochem, I gave it to you. Mashman the dam, it's like yours, there's no isamila. The very Yishmael Torah, they learn like this. The Pasuk says, lechaper, that dam is meant for kapora, for forgiveness. So we darshin le kapora nasativ, but on the mila. Hashem only gave the mila, the dam for kapora, but not to be over in Yisamila. So therefore there's no Yisamila on dam. Rabbi Yechon says like this. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Omachor, the Pesuk says, Ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. The dam, it's in the nefesh, is like the dam kapora. So we darshin that lefnei kapora is kliyacha kapora. The same way the dam is after you made the zrika, has the same halacha the way it is before the zrika. That's the losnu ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. Mashma, the dam is the same way before and afterwards. If so, he says like this. If so, mal yachak kapora, just like if you make this rika sadam, ein boy mila, that's a straw pshuta, since it's nasa mitzvosa, you did the mitzvah already, pshuta the yisi mila goes off. If so, af lefnei kapora, ein boy mila, the same straw should be also, that lefnei kapora, there should be no yisi mila. So let's maybe no. V'yema, why don't I say, ma, just the opposite maybe, ma lefnei kapora yesh ba mila, just like before you make the zrika in svara, there should be an istamila on the dam. Maybe after yach kapor yesh pamila. Maybe here it's exactly because even after you made the zrika sadam, you did the mitzvah. Maybe the istamila still remains. Shmuel says no, that can't be. The chiyesh lechodov shenasas mitzvos of yesh pamila. Is there anything? Do we ever find anything that even though you did the mitzvah, the istamila remains? Usually we say the klal is kivan shenasas mitzvos, so the istamila goes off. Here, once you did the mitzvah, it's a swear of the yisamila should go off. So therefore, it's mustaber to say that just like after the zrika, the mila goes off, so then before zrika also. That was the question. Am I loy? Why can't you say this way? Maybe sometimes we do say this way. Maybe here also. The more am I loy? Va'arei, I'll say it like this. Va'arei truma sadeshen. There's the mitzvah truma sadeshen. Shenas the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah every day the kohen should go and take out a shovelful of the yeshiv off the mizbeach, and the mitzvah is to put it down on the side of the mizbeach. And the pasuk says the somu, you're supposed to put it there. The vidash nesasa bano. So even though you did the mitzvah, you took the yeshiv off the mizbeach, and still the gemara says v'yesh pamila. There is a nisamila by truma chadeshin. So here you see, even though it's not a mitzvah, still there's a nisamila. The pasuk says the somu, put it down there. So the gemara says no, we don't learn out from here. Because Mishum Dehevele, true Masadesh and true, and there's another halacha also, the Evrei Soy HaMishtalech, from the Soy HaMishtalech and Yom Kippur, the one that goes Lazozil, so the other halacha is, the Evorim there are also Asabano, even after you throw it off the cliff, even after you become the mitzvah of Lazozil, still the meat remains also. So it still comes out, there's Shnei Ksumra Boin Kiyechud, there are two separate halachas here that we say, even though it's Nasa Mitzvosan, even though you took off the Truma Sedeshin and put it on the side, even though you killed the Sura Mashaleach, still it's also Bano. So usually the Torah says it twice, the klal is that the Chol Shnei Ksuvim Boin Kiyechur Ein Melamdin. Because if the Torah wants you to learn out, let it just say it once, and from there learn it all over. Since the Torah had to say it twice, it's Mashma, only these two places and no place else. Therefore, the story is all over, that once it's not the Mitzvah, then Ein Melam Boy. So Mashma says, let's see. Let's go to Kuran Yom says there, Numa, every Sora Mishtalech, that the meat said the limbs of this Sawyer that was sent Lazozel, even after thrown off the cliff, and died, and Nenemehem, that there's Nisamila, it's good. But then Lamandi Yoma, Nenemehem, there is a Mandi Yom, and it says no, that Kivan Chinasa Mitzvah, so once he killed it, it was thrown off the cliff, so therefore the Nisamila goes off. And so, Umayikalamema, then we only have one perfect by Truma Sadeshin. So the question is, let's learn out from there to all over. So we should learn out only from Truma Sadeshin, then to all over. So Michael Maimon, Sumer says, no, still. Mishum Deheverlei Truma Sadeshin, or Big De Kuna. There's also a parish of Big De Kuna that the Begodim, the Kohen Godel wears on Yom Kippur. The four white Begodim, there's also that even though it's Nasa Mitzvah, it's the Losa Banoa. So it comes out, it's Shnei Ksum Boin Kiyecher again. The Chol Shnei Ksum Boin Kiyecher in Melandin. Sumer says again, let's see. The Yamri, when the Pesuk says Venichem Shom, means after the Kohen Gadol got finished using his four white begodim on Yom Kippur, the Pesuk says Venichem Shom, he has to leave it there. So according to the Rabbanim, the Pshat is Malamed comes to teach us Shein Tunin Geniza, that you have to bury it, meaning to say those begodim are Rosh Hashanah. See, even though it's already Nasa Mitzvosim, he used it on Yom Kippur and he can't use it anymore, still the Yisra HaNor remains, it's still Yisra Mila. So then Shaper, then you can tell him with this terrace there are two psukim, and therefore there's Trumas Hadesh and a big dekuna, so we don't run out any place else. But Elul, the Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yisra's pshat, the Yomah that he says, Mutil Lishtamash Ben Kohen Hedyet, that no, the Torah just means V'nichem Shom, that a Kohen Gadol can't use it anymore, or can't use it next Yom Kippur. But what can be done with it afterwards? A Kohen Hedyet could use it throughout the year. If so, Ma'ikel Meima. So the reason why there's still a Nisa Milo is because it's still right to be used. So it's not called Nasa Mitzvosan. So you don't have two psukim. Again, it's only one plus the Trumas Adeshin. So let's learn out from Trumas Adeshin all over that even though it's Nasa Mitzvosan, it is the mitzvah with it, still the Nisa Milo could still remain. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you still, Mishum Dehevi, Trumas Adeshin, V'yegla Rufa. There's also a parsha of Egla Rufa that we find the mace outside the city. We don't know who the murderer is. So the Zikni ear has to bring an Egla Rufa, and there, even after you chop off the head, still remains also Bano, you have to bury it there. Even though it's not the Mitzvosan. So again, these again are called Shnake Suvim, Trumas Deshin, and Egla Rufa, Haboink Yechad, that you can't learn out to all over. So Mara says again, Homi Yichol Laman Diyom Ei Malamnin, it's good if you hold by Shnake Suvim, you can't learn out. Elu Laman Diyom Ei Malamnin, Samachleikis, Michael Meima, there is a man, the other says, even though the Torah says something twice, so what? So Urcha the cross sometimes like that. And still you could learn out all other places to say, even though it's Nasa Mitzvosan, sometimes it's Lavan Islamila. If so, how come we say here by Dam that since Liachas, Ricky telling me now for sure there's no Islamila? The same way before, maybe no. Maybe just like before there's an Islamila, who are then later also there's an Islamila. And it's possible to have cases of Nasa Mitzvosan, Lavan Islamila. Tamar says, no, I'll tell you really, Trey Miutik Sivi. There are two Miutim over here. Ksiv Hosma says over there, who are Rufa. An extra person, an extra area, who are Rufa, to teach us that only over there, by an Egla Rufa, is it also by no, even there's not the Mitzvah. No place else. Ksiv Hosma says by Trumas Adeshin, Vesomu Eitzam is Beach. So also, Mashma, Hani, in only these two places do we say, even though it's Nasa Mitzvosan, still it's also Bano, there's Nisa Mila. But Midiachrimilo, no other place, every other place about it, the floor is that once you did the Mitzvah, Nasa Mitzvosan, the Nisa Mila goes off. So that's the Sfar by Dam, since that's the Sfar of Shuta, after you make this Rikas Adam, the Nisa Mila should go off the Dam, and the Pesuk says it has the same din before and afterwards, then the Sfar is to say, who are din before this Rika, there's no Nisa Mila on the Dam. Then the Mishnah said, Nesochim b'tchila moelam boy. That wine is the opposite way. When you makdish the wine to put on the Mizbeach, at the beginning it has a Nisamila, and at the end, after Nasa Mitzvah, the Nisamila goes off. So Chur the Gemara says, L'chur leima, let's say, Masnithin like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. The Chur HaMishnah is not like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Why? The Tani would learn like this. Reb Lezer by Reb Tzadik Oymer. Lul Kotorn Hoya ben Kevis le Mizbeach. From Arovish or Kevis, on the plank walking up to the Mizbeach, there was a little hole like a little pipe, a small pipe, between the plank going up and the Mizbeach, on the west side, Shokevis. And what happened was, Achas the Shiv Mishana, once in 7 years, Torche Kuna, the young Kahanim, Yord the Mother, go down there and clean it out. Or Mevi and Yain Koresh, and they would take out from there the wine that like chilled up when it came into salad. Shudaimele agulad vel is almost like a pie of figs. And the Sofmanos, so they would burn it, Bikdusha. They would burn it in the base of Midish Bikdusha. Mashpat said that the yain is the loss of Banos, the Isamila on it. Even after you poured the wine on the Mizbeach, still that wine that hit the bottom has a Kedusha on it. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Mashma. Once you pour the wine on the Mizbeach, it's called Nasa Mitzvosai. The Yisamila goes off the wine. And here it's Mashma from Lazar Reb Tzadik. The Yisamila is still on the wine. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Ba'kredish Hasach Nesach Shechol Hashem. Means to say that Kishem Shen Yisucha Ba'Kedusha. The same way when you pour it on the Mizbeach, it has Kedusha and Yisamila on it. Kas Reifos the Kedusha. The same letter, when you have to burn it, also it has Kedusha on it. So, Hura, it's mashma then to say that there's Nisa Mila Midiraisa Poshit. So, the Gemara says, first of all, my mashma, where's the mashma? This Poshit that way. For Yom Ravid, Ravid explains, Asiya Kodesh Kodesh. Learn how Kodesh Kodesh. Ksiv Horcho Ba Kodesh. O Ksiv Hosom Vosraf Tehsanay Saboish. Flo Yecho Ki Kodesh Ein. So, man, just like by the Psalm of Noiser, Sreif Hosom Bikdushi, you have to burn it. Bikdushi in the base of Midish. And it has Nisamilir on it, is Af Hai Name Bikdusha. He wrote that it has Kedusha on it. This Yayin has Kedusha on it. And therefore, you have to burn it Bikdusha. On the yayin, Rashi says, "Man leisa sreifos the bikdusha, the whole shepsul of akodesh, until it comes post in the beis midrash, you have to burn it there." The one psachim learns out from chatis. So here also, so chutz mashma that even when the wine comes down, it's still also bano. So more says no. Could be very al mishnah goes to control of the rab tzaddik. The gears of it is. Even if you want to tell me we have Lazar Reb Tzadik, our Mishnah goes called Lazar Reb Tzadik. But the Mishnah just means to say, to e-collet, meaning to say that Rashi says, means you catch the wine before it reaches the bottom of the base of Midish. Rashi says, Shlo Yod Lekakra Shiz, doesn't come down to the bottom of the Shiz. El Lekoyim Shigil Shiz, before it reaches the bottom, if you catch it, that's where there's no Isamila. That's what our Mishnah means to say, there's no Isamila. The Enoch Nami, once the yayin reaches the bottom of the floor, mashma the floor is mekadesh it again, and that's where it gets its new Isamila on the bottom. But the Mishnah means to say there's no Isamila while it's coming down. And Ika the Ami, some say the opposite. The Gisa should be, Lena Mathis and Kralozer of Tzedek, decol it, and the Mishnah means to say in a case where if you catch it, that's where there's no Isamila. Amiloi, the Marsha, this Gisa says, Amiloi, Umid Rabbonin. So the Quran says, Gears to the Pshatis could be no. So the whole din of Rav Lezer of Tzedek is only the Rabbanon de Kalocha. That means Midi writes of added like Al Misha says is right. That the Yayin, once you pour the wine on the Mizbeach, is called Nasim. It's Vosoi, the Yis and Mila goes low for 100%. And that he says, you have to burn it, that's only Midi Rabbanon that has Kedusha. So we ask the question, I have a Krokinos of law. I is bringing down Psukim. So we say, what I have to say is, Esmachta, these psukim are only in Esmachta. Berenachnamim, Yikra Dindo, this Yayin has no Yisamila on it. Once it's called Nasim Mitzvot, Berenachnami, the Yisamila goes off it. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. That on the Mizbeach HaPnim, they burn certain things, the Chatis HaPnimi, things you burn there, or they should make this Rika there, or the Keteris that's burned on the Mizbeach HaPnim. So you have to clean it out also, take the ashes off it. So the ashes that come off the Mizbeach HaPnim have the menorah. The ashes you take off the menorah. The loch is loinenin. You're not allowed to have anor from it. But for loinenin, there's no isamila on these ashes. On these ashes right now, there's no isamila. Pashit means, because since you're ready not to mitzvotsim with them, well, the ashes has no isamila on it. Now, another loch, what's going to be hamaktish dishon Betchila, let's say somebody was makdish these ashes. Some of Farshim said means, let's say you had ashes on the Mizbeach, that after you made a true Mesedeshin, so it has no more Kedusha, you went right now and you makdish that ashes. So, you could be makdish it, it's chal and Isamila on it. Another locha, Turin Shlergi Yizmanim. Let's say you have these Turin, these doves. That you can only be makdish them when they're over a year old, a year, 13 months. So you were makdish it before that when it was only 10 months old. Or else the b'nei yon is the opposite way. The pigeons, you can only be makdish it before it's a year old. Let's say you were makdish it shavas manin when it's over a year ready. So loch rosiyah the kedusha is not chal, and therefore lenenin that you now ought to have enough from it. But loy melin, there's no istamila. I mean, there's no istamila to chal over here. Could be kedusha is chal. But since they're Mechusa Kippurim over here, they're Mechusa Zman, it's not Chala Kedusha for HaKrover on it. We'll see in the Gemara why. Therefore, since there's no Kedusha HaKrover, so there's no Isamila on these birds. Now, in the Mishnah, when it says, HaMakdish Dishim Betchila, there were other Peshotim there, Shreya Peshotim, some say you Makdish Yodomim, you Makdish the value of them, and then since somebody has a law from the Dishim, he's Master Hegdish, it's called Yavin Moyaboy. But the best shot is that we just said that the chur you makdish those ashes that came off the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, Bishkaim, I understand, is very good. Mizbech hachitzoin, the ashes that come off the mizbech hachitzoin, the Sibur Apostle says, v'somu hetzah mizbech. Meaning to say, that there's a mitzvah of true methodation. You have to take off the ashes from the mizbech hachitzoin, the shovel full every morning, and put it on the side of the mizbech to do this mitzvah. So it's a big question, who, where the Mishnah talk about mizbech hachitzoin, the Quran Mishnah talk about mizbech hapnim. A lot of different shotim. Rashi learns pshat that by trumas and mizbech over here, that there's nisim milu on it, because the prophet says take it out fast, even on nas mitzvos, and still there's nisim milu. Tosis says we're not talking about nisim milu here, but Sam, how do we bichlal know there's a mitzvah of dishon? Our mishnah says mashma by the mizbech apnim, there's a mitzvah of dishon taking the ashes out. Just if you take it out, our mishnah says there's no nisim milu. But how do we know bichlal there's a mitzvah to take the ashes off from the Mizbech HaPnim or the Menorah? So Mura says, Bishlam, you understand that this is a mitzvah true methodation by the Mizbech HaChitzon? Because the Pasuk says, with some it's from Mizbech. But the question is, Mizbech HaPnimi, by the Mizbech HaPnim though, Minolon, the way it tells us, how do you know B'chal, there's a mitzvah of true Malai to take the ashes out? Our Mishnah is Mashmi, you're supposed to take the ashes out, the Dishon, and saying, if you take the ashes out, there's no more Mila. But the Chura, how do we know to say there's a mitzvah altogether to take the ashes off the Mizbeach or the Minerva? So Marim says, Omer Rab Lozad Yomakor, the Pasuk says, Feheiser es Merosai, is by the Avoidav of an oif, take off its Merosai, the crap, but I saucer with its feathers, and it says there, Eitzel a Mizbeach, by Eitzel Makam Adeshin. So the question is, the main of Indul Mizbeach Achitzen, if you do not need this Pasuk to say, there's need of Makam Adeshin for the Mizbeach Achitzen, because the other ready pasuk of the Psalm Eitzlam Mizbech is to win the Mizbech Panimi. Use this extra pasuk that is says by knife of the Mokam Hadeshin to say that from the Mizbech HaPanim also there's a mitzvah to take off his ashes and put it next to the ashes of the Mizbech HaChitzoin Eitzlam Mizbech. So verses maybe no, Eime maybe Idiv Idiv Mizbech HaChitzoin, maybe both pasukim are talking about the Mizbech HaChitzoin. V'lekfoya b'lo Mokam. You know why I need this pasuk by night to say the Eser es Merotzoi, put it sofer and put it the Eitzel Mizbeach, is to teach us where you're supposed to put it. I need it for that Mokum to be a Kaveya Mokum, that the crop with its feathers you have to put by the Mokum Adashin. So Moses says, no, I'm Kaimim, so lay the Kuro, the pasuk just should have said, Eitzel HaMizbeach, just by the Mizbeach. Ma HaDeshin, what's the pasuk say, Eitzel HaDeshin, that's extra. The Mita said, the Afilu Mizbeach HaPnimi, and what in the Mizbech HaPanimi, that it is mitzvah to take the ashes off the Mizbech HaPanim and put it by the Makam HaDeshin, mean the same place where you put the Trumas HaDeshin from the Mizbech HaChitzoin. And where is that? Eitzlam Mizbech. The Gemara says, Minorah Menorah, and how do we know by the Menorah there's a mitzvah of Dishon of taking off the ashes? The Gemara says, from the word Deshin, HaDeshin, it just should have said the word Deshin. And it says, HaDeshin, to teach us, not only on the Mizbech HaPnim, but even on the Menorah also, you have this mitzvah to take off the yeshes. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, Turin Shleigiyas Manon Meilin Bohen. Shimon knows not like the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before says, if you makdish these Turim when they're too young, there's no Isamila. He holds no, if you makdish the Turim, these does when they're too young, still there is an Isamila. But b'nei yona, if you makdish the young pigeons, shavras manim when they're too old already, le'nen of le'malim boy, there's no, le'nen means you're not allowed to have enough from it, but if you do have enough from it, there's no isamil of le'malim b'hem. So it looks like this. Vishlaim is good, Rabbi Shimon, k'diktoni timely, says his reasoning. Rabbi Shimon used to say, that kol ho'royu li'achas man ve'gdisha b'terech zmanoi, ha'rayu b'loi sa'fei. V'yein by chorus. And Rabbanim, Maishna, Mechus, Zeman, Zeman, Midin, Havi, Havi, the Bulum, Hum, the Baptidin, Hum. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll stop here.